children in her classroom were experiencing a lot of moving, like, you know, moving from one house to another, moving from one neighborhood to another. Some of them coming from their home countries here, going back. So a lot of movements in even residences and where they were living, etc. And she decided that she wanted to bring that experience into the classroom, make that part of what was relevant to children's lives. And she had worked with a group of parents, and maybe all of the parents in the classroom, and she had spoke with them, asked them to tell the stories of their moves, etc., and then made got the parents to illustrate, to draw pictures, and she made them into these books. So she took the sheets of paper, she laminated them, stapled it, and made it into books. And to me, that was such a powerful example of the home and family experience that becomes part of the formal curriculum. Because when you write something down, when you make it into a thing, it becomes real and it becomes formal. It's part of the classroom. So to me, it seemed like it was such a powerful way of validating, affirming the experiences that children bring. And to start to use that as a starting point for curriculum was something that, of course, I didn't think of it then. But 20 years later, when I had the opportunity to get involved in RISE,